Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, good morning to you. We're on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia. Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer shop, all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. My name's Colin Dunlap. Maybe you know that, maybe you don't. Hopefully you do. You've been listening to our show a long time. Chris Mack, he's on vacation next couple of days. It's me and Jimbo. Jimbo, July 1. This isn't what I wanted to get to, but I just saw this. July 1, you know what today is?
July 1st? No, I don't know.
Yeah, Bobby Bonilla gets paid.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
$1,193,248.20 Bobby Bonilla gets paid. So there's that. He's going to make that money. Make that money, Bobby Bonilla. What is it, 13-year contract or whatever it was? Something like that?
Yeah, I'm picturing that house on the Manatee River right now.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I think he gets paid through 2035, so it's more than that. So you got that. That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it with Bonilla. So there you are. Okay, you know what's going to be all screwed up that I don't think enough people are talking about? And I don't know how they're going to go about it. I don't know if you've thought about this. Certainly I'm not the only one that's thought about this. No one knows, has any idea how in the hell we're going to play fantasy football this year. How's it work, Jim?
I don't know.
Down the liners, rosters of 70 people. You're going to have a quarter. Who do you pick? You're going to have a quarterback that maybe in week two he's fine, and then in week three he has the corona, he has the COVID, and he's out. Fantasy football is going to be impacted so much, it's going to be ridiculous. How do you even get it off the ground?
I don't know. I never thought about – I figure you just do it the way you always do it, but – I guess with the regular rosters being expanded and with just-in-case scenarios, I would think that, you know, whether you play through ESPN or CBS or Yahoo or wherever, that maybe they'll have stipulations for that and that they'll come up with expanded rosters to coincide with what the real league is doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you get special exemption if a guy goes on COVID? Does he then become part of the regular pool? Can you cut him loose? Do you then wait? Can you go and make a trade for him? Like, do you deactivate him? Do you get to keep him on your roster? Do you have a taxi squad for your fantasy football team? Fantasy football, I just got back into it last year. There's a wonderful woman on our street named Roxana, right? And her kids, she has three kids, and they wanted to play. I mean, they really wanted to play, and they needed one more person. I said, all right, let's do it. I'm in. And one of their kids beat me, and I beat the other two. I think I finished second or third in the league out of like 12 people. And so I got into it, though. Like, we got hot and heavy into fantasy football. So now I was charged up again, gassed up to play fantasy football with the people on our street again. And I don't know how you, if you're the commissioner or if you're one of those automated sites, which we used CBS last year, I think, or I think we used Yahoo. I don't know how it's sorted out from do you still know, like, the night before? Do you activate your roster? What are they going to do with the personnel things, with the injury reports, Jim? COVID, is everybody questionable with COVID?
Well, that's the New England Patriots injury report. I don't know. And I was reading something. I think it was Brian Cashman with Major League Baseball was talking about, because of HIPAA regulations, teams can't announce if a player is down because of coronavirus, right? It's up to the players themselves to announce whether or not they have it. But if all of a sudden they mysteriously aren't around, then you can kind of surmise that that's what they've got. It's going to be weird on a number of levels.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so charged up about fantasy football. But we're, you know why? Here's why, though, and there's a serious quotient to this. We're told all the time part of the interest in the NFL and the unyielding and huge interest in the NFL is because everybody plays fantasy football, and it's such a gigantic deal. I just wonder if people have to play it in a weird way or if people don't know what to do, it's not going to wane the interest in the NFL. It's just going to be a different way to view it, I think. And by the way, big ups to our friend. He listens all the time, right? Huge ups to our friend Garrett from Sarver and his wife Jessica. They've been texting, and we see the texts. We understand it, and we know you're out there crushing it every day. Big thanks listening to us. I know that we've touched base a couple different times, and Garrett was checking in this morning, as are a lot of people, and thank you for listening. Breakfast Bites coming up next. Jim is going to like this. One of Jim's favorite people in the world is multi-talented, multifaceted, and he showed that off yesterday. Wait till you hear our Breakfast Bites. And then the NBA. The NBA has a big question with televising their games. And this one you think, well, you just do this or do it. There's a lot more to it. Wait till you hear this question that's in front of the NBA and televising their games. That's all next, Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.